Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Friends, I'd like to take just a moment to explain something that may have been troubling you. The reason behind the scarcity of Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Of course, only the top quality grades are used for Kroger Tender Ray. I'm sure you already know that, for Tender Ray is always fresh and tender and juicy. But something you may not know is that beef like that, real top quality beef, is grain-fed. Now, real grain-fed beef is extremely scarce these days because every available ounce of that good grain is needed to feed millions of starving people the world over. When those people no longer face famine, then the farmers will once more use that grain for cattle feeding. So for the time being, you won't be able to get those juicy, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray steaks and roasts. Still, as I've recently told my friends and customers, I hope it won't be too long until we'll again have a plentiful supply of Kroger Tender Ray beef. But remember, until Tender Ray is plentiful again, Kroger will bring you the best beef on today's market.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. With only the formalities remaining to clear his name, Steve Parker is coming back to Rossville. And Penny, who but for the intervention of federal agents would be Mrs. Parker now, is the only one in her family not too happy about his return. Her brother Pat says,
"Oh, gosh, Penny, I thought you'd be dancing."
"Dancing, Pat? Why?"
"Because Parker's coming back, a free man."
"Pat, I'm glad he wasn't guilty, and I'm awfully happy that when he gets back, he'll be completely cleared. But that's all."
"What do you mean, that's all?"
"He hasn't changed a bit, Pat. Steve's just the same, taking everything for granted."
"Huh?"
"I mean, he expects me to marry him the minute he gets to town."
"Oh, I'm sure he'll settle for marrying you 2 minutes after he gets in town."
"Darling, it's no joking matter."
"Why not? I think it's something to get happy about. The guy gets chased by the federal agents, and the first thing he thinks of when he gets clear is to marry the girl he started out to marry."
"Pat, you don't understand. Steve walked out on me."
"Oh, no, he didn't. He ran out."
"Which makes it worse."
"I don't know why. I don't think it's bad at all. He had a reason. The cops were chasing him."
"Pat, they weren't so close to him that he couldn't have phoned me or sent me a wire telling me what happened."
"Well, guess he should have done that. Heck, I guess he had a lot of other things on his mind."
"He always does."
"What are you leading up to, Penny?"
"What I have to tell Steve when I see him."
"What do you have to tell him?"
"Well, that things aren't quite the same as they were when he left."
"Uh-oh."
"Oh, Pat, you shouldn't be surprised. I've as much as hinted that ever since he left."
"I guess you have at that. Why the change of heart, though?"
"It isn't a change of heart. It's just an awakening. I realize now just what kind of a man he is." "Well,
pretty swell guy, if you ask me."
"Yeah, he's the best. I don't think I've ever known a finer or kinder man, but that's not for me. I know that now."
"Well, why do you know it now if you didn't know it before?"
"Because nothing happened before to show him to me as he really is. Now that I think about it, I never was really terribly sure of him. I always had vague doubts about him."
"That's right, you did."
"I think I doubted him more than vaguely many times, but I never knew it. Now, though, those doubts aren't vague anymore. They're very clear and real. I can't marry Steve now, I know that."
"Well, what are you going to tell him?"
"That I can't marry him."
"Just like that?"
"No. No, I can't tell him just like that. It wouldn't be fair. So it has me so upset about his coming back just now. I'm not ready to tell him it's all off."
"Well, maybe it's just as well, though. You can say to him tomorrow and have it all over with."
"It isn't that easy. He'll argue. He won't understand my reasons."
"Oh, heck, when you get right down to telling him it's all over, it'll be all over before you know it."
"I suppose it will."
"Hey, did I get a chuckle out of you?"
"You were trying to, weren't you?"
"Uh-huh."
"And don't you usually do everything you try?"
"Well, not always."
"Pat.
You think I dare test my persuasive powers by trying to get some music out of you?
No, I don't feel like singing.
Well, you feel like playing the piano?
Not especially, but...
But if I want you to, and if I sing, you will, huh?
You persuaded me.
Ah, old Persuader Gibbs. That's what they call me.
Oh, yes, huh? Well, what would you like to sing?
You play it. I'll sing it.
Is that the title to a song?
No, but, hey, that's not a bad idea for one.
Here's one that's a better idea. Now listen, Serena.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
No, sir, you're talking.
Well, I'll stop talking and start singing.
All right, here's where you start.
Okay, here goes.
Surrender, why don't you surrender? How long can your lips live without a kiss? Surrender, I beg you, surrender. How long can your heart resist? I'll bring you a love you can cling to, a love that won't be untrue. So please be tender and darling, surrender and love me as I love you.
Oh, Pat, you outdid yourself that time.
I was great, huh?
Yes, and I like your modesty, too.
Now you do feel better, don't you?
Oh, much.
Good enough for a walk?
Yeah, I'd love to, but I can't. Professor Rogers phoned this morning and said he'd like to see me this afternoon. Promised I'd wait for him.
Professor Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wonder what he wants.
I don't know, but he said it had something to do with Steve. Oh. But he assured me it was good news.
Well, good news is worth waiting for. And the professor keeps his promise.
I'll say that much for him. He certainly does.
Ah, you can say a lot more for Professor Rogers than that.
Yes, I can. I'm very grateful to him for what he did for Steve. I don't know how he did it, or why he went to all the trouble to do it, but I'm grateful just the same.
Miss Manson, you might as well tell me the truth.
The truth, Professor Rogers, is that I'm not Miss Manson, as you insist on calling me, but Mrs. Richard Ashforth. Didn't your little snoopers find that out for you?
You didn't care to be known as Mrs. Ashforth before this. I don't see why you make a point of it now.
Because I happen to be Mrs. Ashforth. That's why.
You can think of a better answer than that. Or have prison bars and the prospect of a long term in jail taking the gaiety out of you.
You're not very funny yourself, Professor.
I don't intend to be, and I'm sick and tired of your lies. Now, I want the answers to a few questions, and I want the right answers.
I don't care to talk.
I think you'd better care to. Steve Parker knew you only as his secretary, didn't he?
What do you think?
You were his secretary, weren't you?
Yes, and...
As far as he knew, you mean. Actually, you were co-owner of the Parker Enterprise.
I was Steve's secretary.
Yes, yes, as far as Parker himself knew. But actually, you were Parker's boss. You and your husband were Parker's bosses, weren't you?
Well, if you know, why do you ask me?
Who signed the orders for construction work? Who gave out contracts?
You know, you have our books.
You did, didn't you? And it was not under Parker's orders, but under your husband's. A man Parker didn't even know existed as such.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it strange, Mrs. Ashforth, that a secretary should control the purse strings and the letting of contracts?
It's been done.
Yes, it's been done, but not to the extent it was done at Parker Enterprises. And taxes. How were they paid? In the name of Steve Parker? No, no, in the name of Parker Enterprises. And who controlled Parker Enterprises? Not Parker. He was an employee, a president who was an employee. You and your husband were the sole owners and operators of Parker Enterprises, and the indictments against Parker Enterprises are indictments against you and your husband.
You know, you'll have to get me to admit my part in what went on before you can do anything to me.
You'll admit it, Mrs. Ashforth.
Will I?
Yes, you'll admit it, or rather... Just a minute.
Yes? Oh, thanks.
What did that man just hand you?
A piece of paper, as you can probably see.
But you're smiling. What about?
What's written on this piece of paper?
Well, what is it?
Mrs. Ashforth, the man who brought me this note just returned from your husband's cell with a complete confession by your husband.
What?
Here, read it.
Yes, you better let me read it.
Certainly, of course. Here. Well, do you have anything to say?
Why, the fool. The big idiot. And he said he'd beat this thing with his money.
Money, Mrs. Ashforth, is no good to you behind bars. Now, suppose you tell me your version. Ashforth's confession implicates you 100%. What was he trying to do, drag you down with him?
Yes, I guess he was.
Mm. You merely posed as Parker's secretary, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But Richard ordered me to. He gave me a third interest in the company to do what I did.
Mm. Then you let contracts. You signed construction releases.
Yes, I did, but Richard made me do it.
I see. And your husband also told you to do these things in Steve Parker's name?
Yes. He said it wasn't illegal, and if anything did go wrong, you'd straighten it out.
And Parker, Mrs. Ashforth, he knew nothing of what you were doing.
No. He was just hired to front the company. The only thing he knew was that I had stock in the company. He thought it was just a few shares. He didn't know that I was a part owner.
Then Parker had nothing to do with any of the financial dealings of Parker Enterprises.
No, I made all the deals. But I did everything under Richard's orders. I did just what he told me.
Thank you, Mrs. Ashforth. Thanks very much.
For what?
For telling me everything I want to know. And don't try to deny anything you've just said. Every word was recorded.
But why? What could I tell you that you didn't get from Richard's confession?
Mrs. Ashforth, you fell for the oldest trick in the book. I wrote this note and had that man hand it to me a while ago. Your husband hasn't confessed a thing. But I think he will, now that you have.
So the truth about Steve Parker is out at last. This should make his homecoming a joyous thing. But what will he say when he talks to Penny? Will she find it too difficult to tell him she doesn't intend to become his wife? Will she change her mind and marry him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
You know, ladies, it's funny how a certain phrase will keep running through your mind. One that I've been saying is, Kroger Tender A beef is world famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And there's another thing I've been repeating over and over again lately, now that the top quality grades of beef used for Kroger Tender A are scarce. It's a Kroger chicken dinner is always a winner. Yes, and I'll wager you'll be saying that phrase, too, once you've served your family some of that swell, country-tasting chicken we're featuring at all our Kroger stores this week. It doesn't matter whether your family likes it fried or roasted or stewed. No matter the style, with Kroger chickens, every member of the household will be delighted. They'll be asking for extra helpings, too, so be sure to purchase plenty. You'll find the price is right, and you'll find the Kroger chickens are exactly right for a real country-style chicken dinner. Visit your Kroger store and get some soon, won't you?
Thank you.